we haven't sung our theme song yet since I've been here. So let's sing Holiness Unto the Lord out of the White Book. It's number 44. Holiness Unto the Lord, our watchword and our song. Lord, you have to raise that standard in our hearts. It's not just a saying over the mantle or the theme of Pilgrim Camp, Lord. But it's your call to every one of us to live a holy life, a life pleasing to Jesus, a life that glorifies him. And Lord, we pray that you'll put that desire within us, and we pray that you'll give us faith for grace to live that way. Lord, show us how to be holy and all manner of conversation, and the way we think, and the way we talk, and the way we dress, and all of these things, Lord, we pray that our goal will be to please you. And Lord, so that when we leave Pilgrim Camp, hallelujah, that call remains with us. And you teach us how to be holy at home, at school, at work. Lord, your word talks about the beauty of holiness. Help us to see that, Lord, that living a holy life is beautiful. It's the way you intended for us to live. Yes. Hallelujah. It's the way we can be the best that we can be, and all for you. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the measure in which you've been able to make these things real to us, but let that call grip our hearts in a new way. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and we thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Now let's sing our other theme song, which is number 1 in the same book. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. Number 1.
Glory to the Father.
sure have a strange idea about holiness. When you read the Bible, you find out, well, what the Bible says about holiness and the way I feel about it are two different things sometimes. In the book of Nehemiah, when the people found out that they weren't really pleasing God, the book of the law was written. It's either in the book of Nehemiah or Ezra. I'd have to look that up. But the Lord told them, no mourning. This day is holy unto the Lord. You ought to be rejoicing. And I thought, holiness and rejoicing, those two go together? But they do. They do. What a wonderful call God has over our life to live holy, to be holy as He is holy. And that's what He intended for us to be, and that brings great joy into our lives when we're living as God calls us to live. Then we have the joy of the Lord, and that's a greater joy than our natural joy. And so sometimes when people think about holiness, they get very somber and serious, and it calls for serious consideration. But to really be holy means to be filled with the joy of the Lord because you're being what God has called you to be. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank God for that. Jesus was, He had the oil of joy above His fellows, the Bible says. Jesus was a happy person, a joyful person. Children didn't mind sitting on His lap. They were drawn to Him. That tells you a lot about a person by the way children react to them. And He hated iniquity, and He loved righteousness, and that's why He had the oil of joy resting upon Him all the time. Yes. That didn't mean He was always acting happy. I don't think He was acting happy or appearing happy on the cross. And I know there were other trials and situations He found Himself in. But the joy of the Lord was His strength. There was a joy on the inside that kept Him going. God has that for you too. And so maybe you don't know the joy of the Lord because you haven't learned what it means to be holy. We can ask the Lord to teach us that. Lord, show me what it really means to be holy. Make me to realize it's not the outward. I can dress a certain way and I can keep certain rules, and yet I can, if I don't do it to please Jesus, then that's not holiness. And so holiness is a matter of the heart that finds expression in our everyday life and in all these areas. But holiness begins on the inside. It's that desire to please Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And that's what God wants to teach us here at camp. I think we hear that over and over again while we're here at Pilgrim Camp. God wants to teach you while you're here at camp and put a desire within your heart to please Jesus all the time in everything. And then go home and allow that desire to continue to shape your life and teach you how to do that at home and in your everyday living apart from camp. Praise God. And so let's sing that chorus again. I like that. We're singing about holiness and worshiping Him in holiness, and then we have a happy chorus afterwards to remind us holiness gives us joy. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Rejoice in the Lord. Yes, I will rejoice in the Lord. I reminded when I was newly saved, I was playing a little game of ball with some friends of mine, but being bombarded by the pollution that had been in my life for over 20 years, and the cry just came out of my heart, Lord, bring me to a place where I could have a pure heart, a clean heart. And maybe half a year later, I arrived at Pilgrim Camp, and the Lord really began working in my heart and life. And it was a process of cleansing. But the key was Jesus. Putting on the Lord Jesus Christ to make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Yes, there are temptations. They bombard us. But we can turn to the Lord. I remember one time when my mind slipped, and all of a sudden I started talking in tongues. I said, oh no, the Holy Spirit's squealing on me. He's telling God I was thinking a bad thought. And then the thought came to me, no, He's praying for you. He's praying, He's enabling you to overcome. And I saw how that the Holy Spirit was flooding me with prayer and enable me to overcome that hurdle that was thrown in my way. And it's a battle. It's a battle. But God is on the job working to cleanse and to purify. And He's doing a good job. Faithful is He who's begun a good work, who also will do it. I'm so thankful that He does that for us. He does bring about we walk in the light as He is in the light. We have fellowship one with another in the blood of Jesus Christ. God's Son cleanseth us from all sin. It's as Jesus comes more and more into our life that the sinfulness is cleansed and purified. At least that's been my experience. And so I see my need. I remember realizing that this life is a life of seeking the Lord. You don't stop seeking the Lord, but you're continually putting on Jesus and drawing nigh unto Him, and He draws nigh unto you, and He's filling us more and more, displacing the old. Ephesians talks about taking off the old garment and putting on the new, and it's just an act of the will to begin with, but yet the Holy Spirit accompanies it and begins that wonderful work of cleansing. And the word that stands out to me is the beauty of holiness. And do you realize it's a beautiful thing when God purifies, God cleanses? It's beautiful. It's taking away, washing away those defilements that His purity, that His presence, that His loving kindness can flood your being. And it's a wonderful thing, and it's a thing to be pursued. It's a thing to be really grasped at, that God would work in your life, in my life, to have Jesus taking charge, fulfilling us, and displacing the old man, the carnal man. And I'm so thankful for that. He's working to fill us more and more. But again, we need to daily seek to please Him, whether it be joy or pain. Then I shall know just how blessed is the work of heavenly gain. Deeper in that holy life, till I'm lost with Christ and God, hidden in the heavenly place.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. How has the Lord dealt with you about holiness?
Hallelujah. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, let in paths of light.
That's number 381. Let's sing that. Praise God. Real holiness is when you walk in the light.
there, because light exposes what's inside. And if you want to please Jesus all the time, then you want to always be in the light. And whenever he shows you something that doesn't please him, you bring it under the blood. Walk in the light as he is in the light. Have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses you, keeps on cleansing you from all sin. Hallelujah. That's true holiness, when we're always walking in the light. Jesus, I want my life, as we heard, to be pure and pleasing to you all the time. I don't want to visit the light every once in a while and have you deal with me, but I want to learn to walk in the light all the time.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Oh, there's a big difference.
Yes.
Some of us come to camp, we haven't been walking in the light, and so when the light begins to shine,
oh,
there's so many things that we see that God needs to do in us. But what if you were walking in the light all year round? Hallelujah. Oh, I'm sure God would still show us things. But, you know, it becomes a way of life. And he doesn't show us anything to condemn us. He shows us things to keep us pure and to keep us filled with joy and his presence. Oh, teach me, Lord, how to walk in the light.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, how beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus. Daily let me grow. Higher, higher. Of grace to know.
When the high priest stepped into the Holy of Holies, nobody saw him but God. He was beyond the curtain. He was standing in the Shekinah glory of God's presence. There's a Holy of Holies in every one of our hearts. Nobody sees but God. Nobody sees when I choose not to say something that I could have said, but I don't say it because I want to please Jesus. But Jesus sees that. He sees what you don't say as well as what you do. Nobody sees when I turn my thoughts away from uncleanness or evil thoughts, and I choose to occupy my mind with things that honor and glorify God. Nobody sees that, but Jesus sees it. And so many of these choices that we make to please the Lord, the only one that knows about it is you and Jesus.
But that's how we have to learn to live. Not to please man, not to impress man. We can fool people. But we want to be genuine, real, through and through. I want to please Jesus in that place in my heart. No one sees but Him. Let the temple be filled with His glory. Let the courts be filled with His praise. But let us worship the Lord in the Holy of Holies. That's how we experience the Shekinah glory of His presence, when we learn to please Him there.
Let the temple be filled with His glory. Let the courts be filled with His praise. Let us worship the Lord in the glory of holiness. Zion rejoices
today. Let's make it a prayer.
Oh, let my temple
Praise God.